At 6:06, it is overcast and 68 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 83. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Mayor Bartlett comes forward with his new city budget. He presented it to the city council last night. It tops out at just over $703 million.
Our budget priorities are placed into six categories: public safety, economic development, beautification, transportation, government efficiency, and citizens' priority.
The plan's call for police and fire academies makes a $2 million deposit into the city's rainy day savings account and increases water and sewer bills of just under $4 a month. It did not include pay hikes for city workers. The council will now review the budget and make changes. It must be in place by July 1st. Tulsans turn out to voice their support for the Tulsa Public Schools. School board members are upset with the continued funding cuts coming from the state.
We want Oklahoma kids to get out here and be competitive in the job market, to make this economy in this state competitive in this country. And it's not going to happen with these kind of cuts to education.
It's unconscionable. It's wrong. We can't continue to run things this way.
Contact your legislator, because this is how it's impacting us.
A rally was held at Edison High School's gym last night. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard is thankful for the support.
Our speaker said it best, and we're saying it all across Tulsa now. The revenues are back up. What's it going to be? Is it going to be income tax cuts or other cuts?
The school district stands to lose 75 teaching positions because of proposed budget cuts coming from the state. Democrat Jeannie McDaniel of Tulsa says lawmakers are hearing the calls. She compares it to the last big education reform measure battle during the Henry Bellman administration.
Much like 1017, this push for education, it's echoing. I can tell it's echoing because my emails are full of parents saying this is what we want.
As it now stands, Tulsa area school districts will be forced to cut teachers and increase class sizes. One of the famed Native American ballerinas from Oklahoma has passed. The co-founder of the Tulsa Ballet, Edna M. Larkin, died Wednesday. She was 87 years old. Tulsa hosts the first Envision Summit this morning. It's a chance for average folks to express ideas for the Tulsa region. It is hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. Becky Frank is the Chamber's chair, and she's hoping for a big turnout.
We anticipate having as many as 500 to 700 people that would be a part of this, coming from all around the community.
It'll be held at the fairgrounds today from 8:30 until noon. A reprieve may be in the works for the Tulsa Mail Distribution Center. The center is slated to close, but the U.S. Senate has authorized funding to revamp the Postal Service. That could mean that the Tulsa Center would be spared and its jobs would stay here.
That is a loss of at least $20 million a year out of the city's economy, Dean, of the payroll.
That is the union Stacy Boyd in Tulsa. Over 500 jobs are on the line. The measure still has to be approved by the U.S. House and faces a mid-May deadline. Our weather forecast: partly sunny today with a slight chance of rain and a high of 83. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a risk of a shower, down to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler with a high of 75. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms will be likely, a high of 72. Monday, the storms end with a high of 75. And on Tuesday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 81. National Weather Service radar just showing sprinkles this morning across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is overcast. We're at 68 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.